Hello, and welcome to Mompreneuring the Podcast. I am your host, Tiana Starks, and I am happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneuring the Podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneuring the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. Hello and welcome. I'm happy to be here, as I always say. We are in Q2, which is so crazy. The years always go by so fast nowadays. Like, it definitely seems like time has sped up since I was a kid, but I think that's really just a part of getting older. But yeah, we are in Q2. And last quarter on the podcast, we focused more on developing an entrepreneurial mindset for mompreneurs. But I thought as we move into Q2, I want to start talking more about more strategic and actionable things that we can do as mompreneurs to lay the foundation for success in our businesses. And so today we're talking about finding your why as a mompreneur and how knowing your purpose can help to propel your business. And I know that it seems like finding your why goes more to mindset, but as we dive deeper, I want you to be able to craft a why that goes beyond what conventional wisdom may have us to consider, like what a why may be. And as we do that, we'll be talking about making it more actionable and meaningful, really, as you are starting your business as a mompreneur. So as we know, being an entrepreneur comes with a ton of challenges, and adding the demands of motherhood definitely make things even more overwhelming sometimes. But having a strong why or purpose as your foundation can really help on days when it feels like being a mompreneur is impossible. So, with that said, let's get into it. First, we're going to start by answering the question, why is purpose essential for a mompreneur's success? As a business owner, you're going to probably revisit your why over and over again, probably on a daily basis. To me, your why is really your existential reason for deciding to pursue an entrepreneurial life to begin with. It's a thing that you can only achieve by being a business owner. And that's really what's going to keep you going when challenges arise. But many times when moms start their businesses, their why is focused on like the immediate impact that it can have on your family life. It's going to be things like allowing more flexibility or freeing up time. And a lot of times we're not bridging the gap between the impacts on our own lives and the impact that we as business owners can have on the world around us. So, with that said, I'm going to walk through three steps that will help you to refine your why and consider not only the impact that it's going to have on you, but the larger impact that it's going to have on the world. Step number one is finding your superpower. And this is really not about your products or services. It's about you and how you provide those products and services in the special way that only you can do it. Like, this is about your secret sauce. You should be thinking about the question, what makes me uniquely qualified to serve my customers in this way? What are you especially good at? What things do you have a passion for? What experiences have you had in your life that will make your customers resonate more with how you provide your product or services? That is really what we're talking about here when we're talking about finding your superpower. It is, what is it within you that makes your product special, I guess, to simplify it. Step number two is going to be going beyond the product or service that you provide. And here we're talking about the larger impact that you have on your customers. How can your business create a positive impact beyond just the product or service itself? Some of the ways that I like to think about this when I'm talking to clients, especially as we're building their narrative and building the story around what their marketing efforts are going to be, is, are there things like empowerment that we can tap into? What that means is, how does your product make your customers feel more confident or capable or in control? What do you provide that makes your customer feel like a superhero? That is how we'll think about empowerment. Another way that you may impact your customer beyond just the product or service itself is convenience and time saving. We know as mompreneurs, I for sure am always looking for a way to save time or make something more convenient for me, because days are packed, right? So when you can provide something that makes life more convenient for your customer, obviously that's a bonus right there. I mean, we see it all the time with kind of how the app or on-demand market has kind of taken over with things like DoorDash and Uber. And they're all types of startup tech companies that are bringing things directly to you so you don't have to go out to get something. Another way that we can think about impact is, are you providing a place for communities to form? Are you creating an atmosphere that feels like a safe space or a unique experience where your customers can get together and fellowship and be around like-minded people? That's a unique experience. And I'll tell you this, consumers these days are looking for more experience-based things. We have a lot of commodities, a lot of consumer goods, but what are things that create memories? Like, does your product or service create a specific memory for your customers that's going to make you stand out? And that's also can be a part of your why, right? And then lastly, are you providing some specific knowledge or education that's going to empower your customers to make better or more informed decisions about things that are critical for their lives? And so, yeah, that is step number two, which is just thinking about the impact going beyond your product or service. And then step number three, which I love, is the ripple effect. And this particular step even takes it a step further, that goes even beyond your customer, to how are you positively impacting the world at large. And a way that you can think about this really is, if you're making a consumer packaged good, are you using sustainable materials that have a net positive impact on the environment, which is super important as we continue to deal with climate change everywhere, all around the globe? Another way, if you're providing a service, you may think about, does your service inspire like-minded people to spend more time together, like that community aspect we were just talking about? But we know that when we create community, it creates a positive environment for everyone around us, like allowing people to get together and fellowship and exchange just creates more goodwill in the world, if you will. Yeah. And so those are the three steps to refining your why. Again, we do want to keep in there, like, what is that thing that made you start your business in the first place? Is it that you needed more flexibility so that you could balance childcare, or, you know, you needed more free time, or maybe some additional income, whatever that is. But then layer on top of it the additional impacts that you can have that will make the world better. That's what it is at the end of the day. So before we leave, I will offer a couple of prompts that you can think about as you are refining your why. One of them is, what challenges inspire you to create your business? You may also want to answer, how can your business empower others? And then lastly, imagine your ideal customer a year from now. How has your business impacted them? How has your business helped them to be better? I would encourage you to take these steps to refine your why, and then look at it on a monthly basis, or even, I would say at the very least, look at it on a semi-annual basis to make sure that what you have decided still resonates with you, still resonates with your company, and that you're still moving in that direction. Again, you're probably going to be thinking about this all the time, because I don't know. I feel like every week I'm saying being an entrepreneur is hard, but I won't lie to you. It's not a walk in the park all the time. It definitely has its benefits. Like, for sure, it's a worthwhile challenge, but challenges will arise, and your why is going to be something that's going to help you to sustain that drive and momentum to continue on the path. Thank you for joining me this week. If you enjoyed this podcast or found it to be insightful in any way, please like and share. And if you really liked it, leave a review. I appreciate you, and we'll be back next week.